أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. كلا لو تعلمون علم اليقين. The beginning of the surah, Allah Ta'ala said, one of the main causes of man being unmindful of reality, or that is of akhirat and preparation, is the accumulation of wealth. It does not mean that a person must not earn. There are great virtues, and it is very important to earn a halal and proper livelihood. But to have greed for it, and greed to that extent that a person doesn't see what is halal and haram, he does his business in any way and he just wants to accumulate wealth, or that he does not give his zakat, etc. But when we do it within the bounds of Shariat, then to acquire wealth is nothing bad and evil. In fact, it is a very great and virtuous act, and on account of which how much work of deen carries on. These masjids which are built, all is because of the earnings of people. So that is all. A person goes for Hajj, Umrah, helps the poor, needy, how many good causes. So it's a very virtuous thing, but it should not go beyond its limit, that a person becomes unmindful of Shariat. In fact, to the extent he becomes unmindful of himself also. And when this greed comes, and then it is usually coupled with stinginess. A person just wants to accumulate wealth and does not want to spend, doesn't give his zakat, then he doesn't even want to spend on his family, not even on himself. He just wants to all the time just collect wealth all the time. And together with that, Mufassirin have written, this is also being proud of one's family, etc. And thinking that we are very superior than other people, that is also very bad. And everything else that makes us unmindful of akhirah, unmindful of the reality of life after death. Allah Ta'ala says this will carry on until you visit the Qabristan. That is, either you go and visit and you take some reasonable admonishment from there. Otherwise, when your death will come and you will go in the Qabr, then you will realize. Then further, Allah said, you will know that all these things of unmindfulness are useless. They're not going to help you. And you will know. Allah repeated that again. Definitely you will know. Now for the third time, Allah Ta'ala says, Kalla, koi nahi. All this unmindfulness, being just engrossed in this dunya, not worried about akhirat at all. No namazes in our life, nothing of deen in our life, just thinking of dunya, these things are all destructive and going to bring you a very sorrowful result. لَوْ تَعْلَمُونَ عِلْمَ الْيَقِينِ أَغَرْ جَانُتُمْ يَقِينَ كَرْكَ. If you would know, have knowledge, and that knowledge with ilm, with yaqeen, that is conviction. This conviction which Allah is speaking about, this conviction has got three stages in it. Whatever a person is convinced about, it has got three stages. The one is to have that knowledge which Allah speaks about here, ilmul yaqeen. You have knowledge of that conviction. Then the next stage comes, which is aynul yaqeen, that a person sees that condition with his eyes. And now he knows that. And the third and final stage is haqqul yaqeen, when he himself experiences that. Just like death itself also. We all have got, even a non-Muslim knows, everyone knows that death has to come. But that knowledge of death is not sufficient. It doesn't spur us on to prepare for akhirat. We are not thinking of that akhirat. We've got that knowledge. Nobody can say they have the slightest doubt that he's going to die. Everyone is going to die. But yet we see our lives, it's far from that reality. That ilm we have got, but that ilm hasn't put us onto that reality. Then the next is aynul yaqeen. When a person sees somebody dying in front of him, it brings a big reality to that person when he sees it with his eyes. But that also is not yet the final stage. And fortunate are those people who, with these two things, with the knowledge of that conviction and with the seeing of it, they start preparing. But there are very few. As the Mufassirin write, there are very few who start preparing. Otherwise, may Allah forgive us all, and that it only comes when we are in the Qabr. when what actually has come to us now, that will be Haqqul Yaqeen. But of course then it is too late to prepare. Very fortunate are those people who have that conviction of Haqqul Yaqeen now already, and they live their lives as though they are going to be dying any time. As we all perhaps have noticed and heard, we saw the notice of Maulana Riyad Hashim, who has passed away. His father passed away 2 days ago. On Monday his father passed away, and most probably they were all preparing now to sort out all the matters of the father. He was the son there, and now we're just 2 days, and according to our little knowledge, his health was very good. Never heard of anything that he were any heart problem, anything. And yet just after hardly full 2 days, and now he has passed away. So like this, now this knowledge has come to us. We hear it now, we are all about, we're taking it to mind, but how long does it last? Fortunate are those people, Mufassireen, right, that they have that conviction now to prepare for that eternal life. And now there is no return from there. There is no second chance from there. And the minute we see the angel of death, then the things appear. Toba also is no more accepted after that. Very fortunate are those people who make their Toba, correct their lives, and start preparing for that forever life, for that life which is eternal. And for Serene, right also, that at that time a person realizes this was nothing but just a dream, a short dream. Either it was a nightmare or either it was a sweet dream, but they realize it was nothing more than a dream, and that is the true reality, the real life. Tilka darul akhirah, the life of that innaha lahiyal hayawan, that is reality. The truth is the life of the akhirah. Fortunate, may Allah bless us all, for me, for all of us, that we come to realize this, that that is the real life, and this is just a small little passing phase which has got nothing attached to it whatsoever. But our lives unfortunately are almost the total opposite. Everything we attach to this life and hardly anything to that life. Our practical life doesn't show that we are preparing for death. It just shows that we are still busy with our dunya, our houses, our gardens, our vehicles, our dunya all the time. And that akhirat's life hardly really features. So may Allah Ta'ala bring these realities to us. Allah has been kind that He has informed us of this. And with that conviction that it's the word of Allah, and in the Quran Sharif revealed to Nabi Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and brought to us by what great, great people, how the Quran and Deen has been brought to us, little we should reflect on that also, and then appreciate this great ni'mat which Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with. Wa akhiru.